This is an executive summary of who should invest in Opportunity Zone funds. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Opportunity Zone funds get a lot of attention for their tax benefits, deferral of a capital gain and tax-free appreciation after a decade, but they aren't the right fit for every investor. The same features that make them powerful, a long hold, illiquidity, development risk, and the need for a qualifying capital gain, also make them unsuitable for many people. Figuring out whether an OZ fund fits is really a question of investor profile. Do you have the right kind of gain, the right time horizon, the right risk tolerance, and the right goals? This guide profiles the investors who tend to fit Opportunity Zone funds, those with a big capital gain, long horizon and growth-oriented investors, and those with higher risk tolerance, and is candid about who should avoid OZs, and how OZs compare to DSDs for your profile. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving, and this is educational information, not investment advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor and assess suitability with a professional. The most natural fit for an OZ fund is an investor who has realized, or is about to realize, a significant capital gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.